We're in Siman Tov Kuf Samach. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be completing the Siman. So Chazal made several takonas of things that were not to do Zeicha L'Churban. V'chein Siv Gimel Gozru Shalom L'Nagein B'Chlei Shir V'Chol Minei Zemer V'Chol Mashmi Akol Shal Shir L'Sameach Behem. They said not to play musical instruments and anything else that makes the sound of song. One is not supposed to for the sake of Simcha. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to this daya, the Shulchan Aruch, that is not only when you're drinking wine, no matter what, you're never supposed to have live music. Hagah v'yesh omrim dafka misha rogel behem kagon hamalochim shomdim v'shokvim b'chlei shir. The yesh omrim, the Ramah disagrees and says this is only referring to the idea that a person lives with music all the time. Not that once he brought some music around, but he wakes up with music, he goes to bed with music. O bebeis hamishna, or for everybody in beis hamishna when you're having wine. So that means, according to the Ramah, music in general is not usur. Music for one of those people that has them play before him when he gets up and when he goes to sleep, that would be also, or music at a party, meaning when you're having drinks. Va'asur l'shomam et ne'a churban. You're not supposed to listen to them because of the churban. Va'filu shir b'peh layayin asura. And Mishnah Berurah says this is according to everybody. When you're drinking wine, even shir b'peh is also. Shneimer b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Uchvar nagu kol yisrael lomer divrei sishbachos. O Shir Shel Hodos V'Zichron Chazei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Hayayin. We do sing songs of thanks to Hashem. That is Mutter. Hagav V'Chein L'Tzorach Mitzvah K'Gom V'Beis Chosn V'Kala HaKol Shori. For Chosn and Kala, all of this is Mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Maril that the people that take psukim and they sing them, the Beis HaNishta, that's Osir. He says Od Chokyan Yisani and all other psukim. In shul, on yontif, you're allowed to sing halal. But other than that, you should not take divrei Torah and make songs out of that. The Magen Avraham goes as far as saying that on Shabbos, you only sing the zmiris that were written for the sake of being sung as zmiris the Shabbos. You don't just take piyutim and sing them at the Shabbos table. Certainly, the Mishnah Berurah says, one should not go at a time that one doesn't say Kaddish, say in a meal, and sing Kaddish. Now, even in the case of Chosn Kala, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from that even so, there should be a limit. Even in the case of a Chosn Kala, even for the case of a Chasana, you don't go all out. We have to be a bit subdued, Zeichel Churban, and he says the same thing actually goes for Purim as well. Siv Gimel, V'chein Gozru, Shalol, and Nagin, B'chlei Shir. They were gozer Sivdalid, v'chein gozer ala toras chasanim shlo niniach klal. We do not put a crown on the head of a chasan, v'shlo yiniach hachasan barosha shum klil. And there's nothing, no form of crown that he puts on his head. Shenemer hotzer hamitznefes v'arim atara, remove the mitznefes, take off the atara, so that we do not allow a chasan to have any form of crown. V'chein gozer ala toras hakalas, in the case of the kala, they were not gozer that she shouldn't have a crown. We want her to look chashev. In he shall kesef, so there they asked it for her to wear an actual silver crown. Aval shall gdil muter lakala. If it's made of material, it is permissible. Vedavka lachasn lakala. Aval sharkala noshem noshem lo gazru. It's only at the time of the wedding because of the simcha that they asked it, but for stama person, they did not ask it. Now, the same thing is if you're talking about, it doesn't have to be silver, certainly if it's made of diamonds or other jewels, that's also usur. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that this is not only at the wedding, but the entire Shivas Yimei HaMishnah. The Ramban Shita is that if the ikar is material, you're allowed to decorate it with jewels. You're allowed to put precious stones on it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that is the Minika Olam. A silver crown that is stretched out over silk, the Mishnah Berurah says is osur. Sifhei, osur l'adam shi'imalei piv schok b'olam hazeh. It is also that a person allows his mouth to be totally filled with joy in olam hazeh. The reason being that then you forget to do mitzvahs. This has nothing to do with zeich l'churban. Even in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the simcha should not be to the point that you forget to do mitzvahs. And this goes even for a Sudas Mitzvah, and as said before, this goes even for a Sudas Purim. You have to allow yourself, you have to see to it that you remember that there are limits. You don't go all out with your Simcha, and this way you're not going to forget the Mitzvahs.